Xiaomi corresponding to Hagiga Babli Daf Yud Gimel, the beginning of Xiaomi on Daf Ches of base, three lines up from the foot of the page, Veloy Merkava Beyochid. Veloy Merkava Beyochid, the Mishnah taught us that we don't expound about the Merkava, Hashem's heavenly chariot, with one, teaching one student by himself. Oid he could be Kiva. Now, also this is only like Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says, no, it's like everyone, in order that a person will be concerned for the honor of his maker. I mean, it's Hashem's honor to conceal such matters. And the Gemara asks, how can the Mishnah say that we expound about the Merkava only to a Chacham understand by himself? How can the Rebbe know this about the Talmud? Didn't Rav say that one may not say a matter in front of his Rebbe except what he saw or learned from him? How does the Rebbe test him? Etchila Rabbi Pesechle Roshe Shisekokim U'maskim. The Gemara answers that initially the Rebbe begins for him the chapter headings and the Talmud completes them, and the Rebbe agrees that he understood. Chibashem Rabbi Yochanan Talmud Vosek Hayalei LeRebbe Adarash Perek Echad Masem Akava V'li Eskima Adarto Shal Rebbe. Here, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rebbe had an elder Talmud, and he expounded a chapter in Masa Merkava, and Rebbe did not agree, and the Talmud was afflicted with boils. This Torah, meaning Masa Merkava, resembles two palms, one of fire and one of snow. If he veered to this way, he dies in the fire. If he veers to that way, he dies in the snow. What should he do? He needs to walk in the middle. A case happened in which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was going on the road, riding on a donkey, Ulaz ben Arach was going behind him. He said to him, Rebbe, teach me a perek in Ma'as Merkava. Amalai, will I kach shan chachomim v'loi b'merkava, and I'm kein ha'ya chachomim v'mevim v'da'atvoi? Yochanan ben Zakkai said, didn't the chachomim say that not in Ma'as Merkava unless he's a chachom who understands by himself? Amalai, Rebbe, tashini loi medaba lefanecha ani amalai amoi. Rav Lozenarach asked permission to say something, and he was granted it. Once Rav Lozenarach began with Maaseh Merkava, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai descended from the donkey and said, it's improper that I hear the honor of my maker while I ride on a donkey. Holku v'yoshu lehem tachas ilan echad v'yorda, eish min ha-shamayim v'kifo isam v'hoi malachi ha-shoris, they went and sat under a tree, and fire descended from Shemayim and surrounded them, and the angels were jumping in front of them like people at a chuppah rejoicing in front of a chosn. One angel answered from the fire and said, like your words, Lav ben Arach, so is the Masim Arach Merkava. Immediately all the trees opened their mouths and sang Shira, as the Pasuk said in Tehillim, Perek Sadivav, Pasuk Yud Beis, then all of the trees of the forest shall sing. Given to a Gomer of Lav ben Arach, Masim Arach Merkava, Amad Rech ben Zakkai ben Oshkoi al Roshoi, Va'omer, Baruch Hashem Elokei Avram, Yitzhak V'Yakev, Shenosan Avram Avinu, then Chacham Yodir L'Jewish Bechoid Avinu, Sheva Shamayim. Once Rav Lozenarach finished Masa Merkava, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and kissed him on his head and said, Baruch Hashem, the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who gave to Avraham a Chacham son who knows to expound in honor of our Father in heaven. Yishecha Noah l'Jewish v'einu Noah Makayim, Noah Makayim v'einu Noah l'Jewish, Rav Lozenarach, Noah Deyresh v'Noah Makayim, Ashrecha Avraham Avinu sh'yolsa v'chalosecha, Rav Lozenarach. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, some expound nicely but don't fulfill nicely. Some fulfill nicely but don't expound nicely. Elav ben Arach expounds nicely and fulfills nicely. Fortunate are you, Avraham Avinu, that the Lav Menorah came from your loins. Again, Shoshan Rabbi Yosef HaKoyen, the Rabbi Shimon ben Nathanael, Afheim Possum Maaseh Merkava. Once Rabbi Yosef HaKoyen and Rabbi Shimon ben Nathanael heard, they began expounding in Maaseh Merkava. Amu Yim Echad B'tkufas Tamuz Haya V'Rasha Ha'oretz V'Nirasa HaKeshes V'Anan V'Yatsa B'Askol V'Amu Lehen Haya Mokim Ponu Lachem V'Tukalin Mitzir Lachem Atem V'Tamideichem V'Zumanem L'Kas Shlishis. They said that it was the first day of Tukufas Tamuz, which means the summer, and the land made noise and a rainbow was seen in a cloud, which is not normally happened in the summer. And the heavenly voice came out and said, the place is open for you in the heavenly yeshiva, and the hall is spread out for you. You and your Talmidim are invited to the third class, means of seven classes that sit in front of the Shechina. Asya commander Amma, Saiva Smachis, Espanecha, Sheva, Kito, Yosodikim, and Asid Lavi. And this is like the opinion they expound of the Pasuk. It says, the ill impact of Zion Pasuk Yudalos, the fullness of joys, before in your presence, and we dash instead of seva, sheva means there are seven classes of tzaddikim in the future. Shuv maaseh b'rishur shayim halach aderech aben zema bar kenegdoi shal b'shleimai v'leheshivai amaloi me'ayin ula'ayin ben zema. Another case occurred in which b'rishur was going on the road, and ben zema came opposite him. B'rishur greeted him, and he didn't answer. He said, from where do you come and where are you going, Ben Zayma, that you're so distracted that you didn't answer me? Amalei mistakel ha-yisiv ma'aseh b'rishis ve'ein ben mayim elyonim le'mayim ha-tachtonim ela k'molei poseach tefach. Zayma said, I was looking into ma'aseh b'rishis, the creation of the world, and the distance between the upper and lower waters is only a tefach. Nema kan p'richuf v'nema l'halon k'nesha yoye kinoi al goyzolov yorachif. Ma p'richuf v'nema l'halon negeve negeve. Avrichu shenema kan negeve negeve. It says here, Michuf means Merachefes, that the spirit of Hashem is Merachefes, with Apnea Mayim, is floating over the waters. And it says, in Dvarim Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, like an eagle awakens its nest, hovering over its chicks, just like Michuf there almost touches and doesn't actually touch. Also Michuf here touches and doesn't touch. Amr Yeshua, the Talmid of Hari ben Zema Mivachutz, Le'ayu Yomim Kalim, Ad Shenifta ben Zema. Yeshua said to his Talmidim, ben Zema had lost his mind. Meaning that he learned from a prophet written about day one, before the upper and lower waters were divided. It was only a few days until ben Zema died. Yudah ben Papavi, B'Shem Yosi, B'Ru Yudah, Shloshah Hotzuti Rosam, Lifnei Rabon, B'Yeshua, Lifnei Rabon Yoch ben Zakai, B'Kiv Lifnei B'Yeshua, Hanani ben Chachinoi, Lifnei Beikiva, Mikan Veilech, Ein Datam Nikia. Rabbi Yehuda Barpazi, quoting Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, said that a chain of three expounded in Maaseh Merkava in front of their river, and later someone expounded in front of them. Yeshua in front of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rabbi Akiva in front of Yeshua, and Hanani ben Chachinoi in front of Rabbi Akiva. And after this, Chachamim's minds were not clear enough to understand properly. Abor nechnasu leparadis, echad heitzitz emes, echad heitzitz venifka, echad heitzitz vekitzitz venetiris, echad nechnas v'sholim, v'yaz v'sholim. Four used Hashem's name, and it is as if they ascended and entered the paradis. One looked towards the side of the Shechina and died, one looked and was hurt, means he went crazy and that's been Zoma. One looked and cut the saplings, which was he sinned, and one entered v'sholim and left v'sholim. In Azai, Heitzis and Nifka, Oliver Kasav Omer, Dvash Matsasa, Echel Tayeka, in Zema, Heitzis and Meis, Oliver Kasav Omer, Yaakov and Hashem, Hamasar, Lachasidov. In Azai looked and was hurt, and it says about him, and that's in Mishle Pek Hofei, Pasuk Tev Zayin, if you found honey, eat enough for you. In Zema looked and died, and it says about him, that's in the Pasuk in Tehillim Pek Kuf Tev Zayin, Pasuk Tev Vov. Difficult in the eyes of Hashem is the death of his pious ones. Acher hates it for kitzitz venetiris, mani acher, Elisha ben Avuya, Sheyahirig, Rabbi Torah. Acher looked and cut the saplings. Who's Acher? It's Elisha ben Avuya, who used to kill people great in Torah. Amen. Talmud, the Haver Chamile, Meshabech Beiraisa, Haver Katele. They say that any Talmud who was succeeding in Torah, Acha would kill him, means he informed the Romans when they decreed against learning Torah. The Oidela, the Haver Alil, the Beis Vada, the Haver Chami, Talaya Kaimi Safa, the Haver Amma, Ma Elaine Yasuin Avdin, Acha Umuse, the Hain Banoi, Umuse, the Hain Naga, Umuse, the Hain Sayed, Umuse, the Hain Chayed. Not only this, but rather he would enter the Beis Medrash and see his children learning from the Rebbe and say, what are these doing sitting here? This one will be a builder, this one will be a carpenter, this one will be a hunter, this one will be a tailor. Okay, and to have in Shamin Kane, have in Shavkin Lei, the Azlin Loin, all of the Kasavimer, Artitain es Picha, the Chati es the Soch of the Gamer, the Chibo, Masi Yodov, Shiloh Sayish. Once they heard this, they abandoned their Rebbe and they went away. And it says about this, about him, don't give your mouth to make your flesh sin. Of Bashas Aksa, Avin Metanilin, Matilin, Avin Miskavlin, Metan Trey Chad, Mitel Mishim Shnaim Shasa Melacha Achas. Ama Atunun, Yechidoin, Azlin, Atunun, Yechidoin. In the time of decrees against mitzvahs, they used to put loads on Yisrael on Shabbos, and Yisrael coordinated that two carry one load, so it would be two who did one melacha, which would avoid an Issa Torah. I told the Gentiles to load them individually. Avin Miskavnin, Mifrik, Bekamlis, Shalahitzim, Roshis, Ayochel, Roshis, Arabim, Amma Atuninun, Seluchain, Adin, Atuninun, Seluchain. Yisrael coordinated to unload every time in a Kamalis, lest they take from Roshis, Ayochel, Roshis, Arabim, and even though after they take it from a Kamalis, Roshis, Arabim, it's not the Torah Issa. And Acha told the Gentiles to load them with light loads, and then they would not let them unload in the middle. And they load them with light loads. Rabbi Kiva entered B'Sholem and left B'Sholem, and it says about him, that's the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim Aleph Perek Dalet, for me, we will run after you, etc. Rabbi Meir Habi Yosef Dosh, Rabbi Midrasha, the Deveria, Rabbi Elisha, Rabbi Rochev al Susaya, B'Yom Shubsa, Osin V'Amile, Harabcha Labao, Pasuk Le Midrasha, V'Nafet Legabe. Rabbi Meir was sitting and expounding in the basement of Deveria. His Rebbe, Elisha, and Ache passed by riding on a horse on Shabbos. They told him, your Rebbe's outside, and he ceased expounding and went outside. Amalei Ma Visa Dosh Yomadein. Amalei Vashem Berachis Achris Vegemer. Amalei Uma Pasach Debei. Amalei Yosef Hashem Es Kol Asher Li'iyov Mishneh Shekofele Es Kol Mamoinei. Acha asked, what were you expounding? And Rabbi Meir said, it was the Pasuk in Iyov Mem Beis Pasuk Yud Beis. Hashem blessed the end, etc. How did he explain it? He explained it with a later pasuk in pasuk yud, and Hashem added to everything of Eov to be double, which means he doubled all of his money. Amavai the mavdin v'lemishachin akiva abcha lo yavadarshkein ela Hashem berachas achris Eov mereishisai b'schus mitzah mitzvahs mas and tovim shai biyadei mereishisai amalei umahavisa dorish tovan. Acha said, woe to those who died and are not found now. Your drasha does not teach anything because the latter verse explicitly says this. Akiva, your Rebbe, did not expound this way. Rather, he quoted the Pasuk in Eov Mem Beis Pasuk Yud Beis. Hashem blessed the end of Eov from his beginning, meaning that in the merit of mitzvahs and good deeds that he had initially done, that's why Hashem blessed him at the end. What else did you expound? Amalei Tov Achris Daba Merushisai. Amalei Ma Pasachtavei, Amalei, La'adam Shahilid Bonim, B'na'usai, U'meisu, U'meisai, U'vizaknusai, Niskaimu, Havatov Achris Dava Mereishisai. Meir said, I expounded the Pasuk in Kohel and Zion Pasuk Ches, the end is better than its beginning. How did you explain it? So Meir said, if a man had children in his youth and they died, and he had children in his old age and they lived, this is Tov Achris Dava Mereishisai. Adam Shasa Schreiber, Bialdusai, Vehifsid, Vignusai, Nestache, Havi Tov, Achris, Dava, Mershisai, Adam Shalaman Teira, Benavusai, Meshocha, Vignusai, Vikaima, Havi Tov, Achris, Dava, Mershisai. If a man did business in his youth and he lost his money, and he did business in his old age and he profited, this is Tova Achris Dovim Rishi Say. If a man learned Torah in his youth and he forgot it, and he learned Torah in his old age and he retained it, this is Tova Achris Dovim Rishi Say. Omar, Vai, the Mavdin Rabbi Shakhin, Akiva, Choleha, Darshkin, El Tov, Achris Dovim Rishi Say, Bizman Shu Tov, Rishi Say. Achris said, woe to those who died and not found now. Akiva, your Rebbe, did not expound this way, rather, Tov Achris Dov Mirushi Soi means when it was good from the beginning. Vi Haya Hamase Avia Abba Megadeli Yerushalayim Haya Vayom Sheba Lemoyleni Kar Chogdeli Yerushalayim Vashivam Bebayis Echad Rebbe Leze Rebbe Yeshua Bebayis Echad. Achris said this was the story with me. My beginning was bad. My father Avia was one of the Gedolim of Yerushalayim. On the day of my birth, he called all of the Gedolim of Yerushalayim and seated them in one house, and Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Shua in another house. Minda Achlun, Rabbi Shasun, Shoen, Metapchin, Merakdin, Am Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Shua, Ad De'inu Nasikin, Meditoin, Nasig Anna, Medidon. While in the first house, they ate, drank, sang, clapped, and danced, Rabbi Leza said to Rabbi Shua, while they engage in their desires, we'll engage in ours. The Yoshvin is asked about the Rabbi Teva, Minatera, Renevim, 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 Yalda, Eish min ha-shamayim, ve-kifa isam, amal hen avuya, rabbeisai, ma basem le-soifif beithi, olai. They sat and engaged in Divrei Torah, from Torah to Nevi'im, and Nevi'im to Ksuvim. Fire descended from the heaven and surrounded them. Avuya said to them, my rabbeim, did you come to burn my house? Amuloi, chas ha-shonim, ala yoshim, ha-yinu v'chizim, Divrei Torah, min ha-Torah, and Nevi'im, min ha-Nevi'im to Ksuvim, v'ahiyo advoim, smeichim, Reza and Yeshua said, heaven forbid, rather we were sitting and reviewing Divrei Torah from Torah to Nevi'im and from Nevi'im to Ksuvim, and the words were joyful like as they were given from Sinai, and the fire was licking them like it licked them on Sinai. And the fire of the Shechina does not burn. Ve'ikin Sinasam Sinai lo nidnu ela be'ish. And the initial giving of the Torah from Sinai, was it not given amidst fire? And the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Dana Pasuk Yud Aleph, and the fire and the mountain was burning in fire until the heart of the heaven. Amalahen Avuya Abba Rabbeisai Im Kachi Kecha Shal Torah In Eskayim Li Ben Hazeh La Torah Ani Mafishay. Avuya said, my Rebbeim, if this is the power of Torah, if this son will survive, I will separate him only for Torah. The Fishalei Hoisa Kamanasa Tim Shemayim, Lefichach Niskaima Voisa Ish. And Sedache, since his intent was not Lashem Shemayim, the Torah did not endure in that man, meaning me. Amalei Uma Yisa Dorish Torah. Amalei Leyarchena Zav Zuchuchis Amalei Uma Pazachtavi. Acha asked, what were you expounding? The Meir said, the Pasuk in Iyo Shchavches Pasuk Yud Zayin. Neither gold nor glass can equal it. And how do you explain it? Amalei divrei Torah kashim leknais kekli zav v'nechem l'abed kekli zechuches hamakli zav v'kli zechuches im nishtabu yochlu lachzor l'aseisam kelim kemo shahoyu aftam lechachachem shechach tamidai yochlu lachzor l'amdei ketchila. The Meir said divrei Torah are hard to acquire like gold kelim and as easy to lose as glass kelim. Just like gold kelim and glass kelim, if they are broken, one can return make them to Kalim as they were. Also, a Chacham who forgot his learning can return to learn as he did at the beginning. Amalei, Tayecha Meir Adkan Tchum Shabbos Amalei, Minhen Ad Yada Amalei, Min Talfei Desusai Tahavina Mani Vahilech Alpaim Amma. Acher said that Meir, you followed me enough until here's a Tchum Shabbos. Meir asked how he knew and he said that he was counting the steps of his horse. Amalei V'chol Hadar Chachmasa Ich Beich Meir said, you have such chokma and you don't repent. Amalei leis ana yochil, amalei lama. Amalei pachepam achas haisi oiver lifnei beis kodesh hakadoshim. Uv al susi b'yom kippurim, shechal yeis b'shabbos v'shamati, baskol yolzum beis kodesh hakadoshim v'ymeres, shuvu bonim chutz me'elisha ben avuya, shuyad akuich yamarad bi. Achas said that he cannot repent because and Rabbi asked why, and he said that once I passed by the Kodesh HaKadoshim of riding on a horse on Yom Kippur that fell on Shabbos, and I heard a Baskal leave the Kodesh Kodoshim saying, "Repent, children, except for Elisha and Avuya, who knew my strength and rebelled against me." Hold that min hein asasle. How did Acha come to such a state? Elapam Acha sayyesha v'shoina v'bikas ginoisa v'ra adam echad ala l'rush hadekel v'natal em albanim v'yorad misham v'shalim v'macha v'ra adam Acha shala v'rush hadekel v'natal as albanim v'shilech as ha'im v'yorad misham v'kishoy nochash v'meis. The answer is, once he was sitting and learning in the valley of Ginoisa, he saw a man ascend to the top of a date tree and take the mother bird from on her chicks or eggs, and he descended safely even though he'd done an avera. The next day he saw a man ascend to the top of a date tree and take the young after he sent away the mother bird, which is that correct mitzvah, and he descended and a snake bit him and he died. Amar k'siv, sholech t'shalach l'sa'im v'sabonim t'ikach loch v'man yitav loch v'arach t'yomim echan hi t'yvosa shal zeh echan hi arich t'yomar shal zeh. He said, the Pasuk says in Dvarim Chof Beis Pasuk Zion, you shall surely send away the mother birds and then take the chicks for yourself, in order that he will give you good and he will lengthen your days. Where is the length of, where is the goodness for this person and where is the length of the days for him? V'hayudeya shedosh v'yakov lifnim memenu lemanitav lachem la'olam habo shekuloi toiv v'achdu yomim la'osib shekuloi oruch. He didn't know that Yaakov expounded before him that the man Yitav Lach, that he should give good to you, that's referring to in the world to come, which is totally good. And V'arachta Yomim, you have length of days, that's referring to in the future, which is totally long, which is endless. V'yesh Oimer, Ayyadeh Shuvah L'shonah Shal Yudah Hanachtim Nosen B'fi'a Kelev, Shaisev Dam. And the second answer is that he saw the tongue of Yudah Hanachtim, the mouth of a dog, dripping blood. Zu Torah V'zu Schor. Zoa Loshen Chaya Moitzi Dimitira Kitikonam, Zoa Loshen Chaya Yoga Batera, Kalyama Zutera Zishora, Domish Ein Matan Sha, the Entrecha Mason. He said, this is Torah and this is its reward. This is the tongue that used to give out words of Torah, this is the tongue that told in Torah all of his days, and this is Torah and its reward. It seems that there's no reward and no Entrecha Mason. Yeshimim, Emoi Kesha Haisa Moberis, Boy Haisa Moberis, Al Ahaisaivirus albate akum ericha me oisei hamin, shisivachlavaya oisei hamin, mefafea begufa keirusa shal chachina. The third reason is that when his mother was pregnant with him, she passed by houses of idolatry and smelled the spices offered to idolatry and she ate and that species penetrated in her body like a snake's venom. La'acha yomim cholal Elisha asun va'amun v'meya ha'rabcha be'ish bo'ish azal boy meva'ankalte va'ashkechei bo'ish amalei leis at chazavach. Days later, Elisha fell sick. They came and told v'meya, your Rebbe is sick. He came to visit them and found him sick, and he said to him, do you not repent? Amalei ve'ein chazun mizkablin. Acha said, if I repent, amidst the illness, will they accept it? Amalei v'lei kein k'siv Toshav Enashad Daka Ad Dikduka Shal Nefesh Mekablin. The man says, will it not be accepted? The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Sadik, Pasuk Gimel, you bring man to the crushing point means until the Nefesh is crushed and about to die, they accept. Oysa Shah, Bacha Elisha, Benifta, Bameis, Vayubmeir, Samach Baliboy, Vayimeh, Daimeh, Shemetuch Shuba, Nifta, Rebbe. At that time, Elisha cried and died. Meir was happy in his heart and said, it seems that Rebbe died amidst tshuva. Min dekavune yod ha'ish min ha'shamayim v'sof es kivroi, osun v'amrin of Meir ha'kivroi d'rabche ayaked, nafag boi mevakalte v'ashkechon ayaked, ma'abad nosav gulsei u'forsei elui, ama lini helai levgeimer. After they buried him, fire descended from Shamayim and burned his grave. And they told Meir that his Rebbe's grave was burning. Rebbe Meir went out to see it and found it burning. What did he do? He spread his garment over it and said, Lini halayla, sleep tonight, etc. Lini bo'ilim hazeh, shodem halayla, vayeh bo'ike, zeh ha'ilim haba, shokuloi bo'ike, yemi ge'ocha toiv yigal, zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu, shu toiv, dechsiv bei, toiv ha'shem lakol, v'ach mo'v ha'kol ma'asov. meaning spend the night here in this world, which is a mortal night, and in the morning, in the world to come, which is totally morning, im yigalcha toiv yigal, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, kuf mem hei, Pasuk tes, that Hashem, it refers to Hashem who is good, as that Pasuk says, Hashem is good to all, and he has, and his mercy is upon all of his creations. This, the earlier Pasuk means, im yigalech toiv yigal, if the good one shall redeem you. Im loy yachpeit segalech, ugealtech anechi, chai Hashem. Vid Pius. He said, again quoting from the Pasuk in Rus in Per Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that if he does not wish to redeem you, I will redeem you as Hashem lives. And if he does not want to redeem you, I will, says the fire, extinguished. Amun of Meir, in Amin Lach Bahu Alma, Leman Ad Boy, Shisele Makarva, Lavuch Olivabech. They said to Meir, if they will tell you in that world, to come, whom do you want to draw close to you? Means to benefit him, your father or your Rebbe, what will you say? Amaloin, ana mekarva le Rebbe kadmoi o basakin la'aba. The Rebbe said, I will first draw my Rebbe close, and then my father. Amalei, v'shamelach amaloin, v'leikein taninan matzilin tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer, tik tulin matzilin, matzilin le'elisha acher v'schus te'rosei. He asked him, or Shemaim agree, and he said, we learn this from a Mishnah. We say from a fire on Shabbos, the case of a sefer with a sefer, the case of a tefillin with a tefillin, and likewise we save Elisha, Ache, and the merit of his Torah. Ache yomim holchu b'noisav litol stoker, mi rebi goza rebi v'omar, al yehi loy moshe chesed v'al yehi chonen liyisaymav. Days later, Ache's daughters came to ask for stoker from Rebbe, and Rebbe decreed and said, quoting from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Tes Pasuk Yud Beis, may he have none who extends kindness, and may no one be gracious to his orphans. Omuloi, Rebbe al tabet ma'asav habet b'teirose. His daughter said, Rebbe, don't look at his deeds, look at his Torah. Oisa shah bocha Rebbe v'gazah aleihem she's parnasu, oma ma'im zeh she'yoga b'teirah, rurashim shamayim, at that time, Rebbe cried and decreed that they should be financed. He said, if this one who engaged in Torah should Elishim Shemaim, see what he established, means his Talmud of Meir, or his daughter of Torah Chochmah, the one who engaged in Torah Elishim Shemaim, all the more so.